Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Pastor Amy mentioned, this is All Saints Sunday. Technically, All Saints Day is November 1st, but to make it simple, the church moves it to the first Sunday in November. And it's a day every year to remember and to honor those who have lived and died honoring the Lord. People that have gone ahead into what I call, what the church calls, the church triumphant in heaven, worshiping eternally our God and Lord. Those who've died and have already claimed their baptismal promise of eternal life, of resurrection. It's sad that in the secular calendar, All Hallows Day takes preference over All Saints Day. All Hallows Day became the evening of Halloween. Halloween has taken precedence. And I guess that makes sense because our culture so often prefers the profane over the introspective. But nevertheless, in times of high stress like these days, we find ourselves often caught between the past and the future, what we value more and less. We might be tempted to long for the good old days, which, if we're honest, weren't as good as we might remember, or tempted to yearn for an alternative future that, if we're honest, is more uncertain than we might imagine. We're caught between the two, past and future. If we focus solely on the past, we might be considered old-fashioned. If we focus solely on the future, we might be considered idealistic, with our heads up in the clouds. Truth be told, if we lose touch with either, we're in trouble. Because if we forget our past, particularly we in the church, if we forget our past, we have no anchor, no solid footing to build upon. And if we forget our future, we have no vision and no purpose. The both are interconnected and important. Now that's how we celebrate All Saints Sunday. We look forward and we look backward simultaneously. We celebrate those saints of the past and we look forward to how we might also live and serve our Lord. We remember the church's past, those saints that have gone before us, and we thank God for them. We thank God for doing powerful, mighty things through them, and we strive to follow in their footsteps. But we also look forward to the future, the many challenges that exist, and more than a few question marks, we know, looking ahead, that God is powerfully at work in our future, just as he was in our past. We look both ways, back and ahead, and the question remains for us, will we too be found faithful as they were? We have big shoes to fill, you know. If we think back to the saints of the past, those we commonly call saints with a capital S, there are almost too many to mention. People who long ago witnessed to the lordship of Jesus Christ, often through their lives, but more often even with their deaths. There are almost too many to mention. Peter, you remember how he denied Jesus 3 times, but yet became a building block for the Christian church throughout the world. Stephen, who was stoned to death while he was pronouncing Jesus' words of forgiveness upon his murderers. Or St. Paul, who started out as a persecutor, but also became one of the greatest missionaries of the early Christian church. Or in our time, in our recent centuries, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you might remember, was hung in a Nazi concentration camp because he refused to let the gospel be silenced by oppression. Or Oscar Romero in El Salvador, who was shot dead celebrating communion in a cancer chapel because he stood with the poor and oppressed. The list could go on. those persons with a capital S, saints, who lived and died for their faith. But those are historical figures and kind of impersonal. So maybe it's important to get a little closer to home and remember some of those saints with a small S that maybe have touched our lives. For instance, perhaps the founders of this church, Good Shepherd. Some of you perhaps were here from the very beginning when it wasn't one church, it was two, Mount Tabor and St. Luke's. And some of those folks, I've looked at the histories and, you know, few names are mentioned, maybe the pastors and, you know, some of the key leaders, but mostly it was just people who got together and did something that everyone thought would never work, to combine two congregations into one so that they could do more powerful ministry in this part of St. Louis. And they would do it by breaking tradition of denomination and Lutheran alphabet soup, and they would create something new. And that story, some of you were there, you know how they scrimped and they saved and they struggled so that not that they could serve themselves, but that they could serve the future so that they could provide something of value to those who would follow them. To you and to me and to our community. They didn't do it for themselves, they did it for the future. They had the long view in mind. Those were saints with a small s. Even that might be a little too historical and too impersonal. So I invite you to consider some other saints that have touched your life, saints with a small s. Touched your life in a more personal way. Think of husbands and fathers and wives and mothers, sons and daughters, loved ones who have touched your life, who have come close to your heart, who've made a difference in your life by their faith and by their example. There's many of them on the wall and more to go up in the week to come. Remember how they witnessed to you in word and deed. Remember the love of Christ that flowed through them to you. Remember those shared bedtime prayers when they entrusted you into the hands of a loving Savior. Remember those days when things were falling apart and they hugged you and said, "It'll be okay," and you knew it was so. Remember how God was powerfully present in them for you. Remember how the Holy Spirit worked through them to build your character and to build up your faith. Remember that by God's grace, they helped you to become who you are because of them. Remember those saints because they helped you to become who you are. Now, they need not be perfect people. In fact, I'm sure none of them were. But yet they were saints, because the Bible tells us that a saint is simply a forgiven sinner. There's no perfection involved except that which is given to us through a loving God who forgives us, accepts us, and adopts us as his own. Today we remember those saints. That kind of remembering can be painful. I sometimes remember those that I have lost. I can't hear a saxophone play without thinking of my dad, who was a traveling musician until my mom settled him down. And I can't eat an oatmeal and raisin cookie without thinking of my mom, who prepared them just for me, because I was the only one who liked them. That kind of remembering can be painful. But through faith, that pain can be soothed because we see ahead to something else, something bigger, something more powerful. We heard promises of it in our lessons this morning, that death will be swallowed up in victory, that every tear will be wiped away from our eyes, that God will be with us even when all things pass away and are made new. We recall that promise made to Lazarus's sisters, Mary and Martha, when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will never die, and they will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Those promises, through the eyes of faith, tell us and assure us that those saints that have gone before us are not far away, but are as close as ever to us in our hearts and in eternal life. And we will share that. that good news of eternal life. This gospel word is a turning point in our All Saints celebration. It swings us from looking back at what was to what is ahead of us, looking forward. To those of you who are tech savvy, it's an interface between the past and the future where we see the same risen, victorious Lord who guided the church before us will guide us ahead even more, showing us where to go because he's the one we follow. He's the one who sets our goals. He's the one who gives us the resources to do powerful, wonderful things, even in a unicorn church. The power of the resurrection makes it possible for us to look back and look ahead, not with sorrow, but with joy, not with fear, but with hope. So today, we celebrate all the saints, those in the past, and also those coming in the future. We ring a bell for those baptized saints as well. We remember those saints, past, present, and future, and we thank God. We thank God for them and how they have changed and affected our lives. And we thank God for being involved powerfully in the ministry that we do together. The power of the resurrection is present, and those are not just empty words. That's the power by which we live. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.